The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the first chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. What troubles you? Is it maybe finances that you're wondering where you're going to come up with the money to pay for the bills at the end of the month? Or maybe it's that you've had a spat with your husband or wife, or maybe it's even more serious than that. Maybe it's that the children won't behave. Maybe it's that your parents will not listen to you, so why tell them anything anyway? What's bothering you? What's troubling you? Is it maybe what am I supposed to get for Aunt Thelma Lou for Christmas? Or maybe it's the family pet is not doing so well. Or maybe it's your own health that has you concerned. Maybe it's the politics that have you upset. Maybe it's thinking about terrorist attacks. Or maybe it's planning that big Christmas meal when everybody comes together. Maybe it's worrying about travel. Getting on an airplane, is that safe? Or maybe traveling down the roads wondering what the weather's going to be like. Or wondering how are you going to house everybody when they come to your house? Where are you going to find beds for everyone? What is troubling you? Is it loneliness? Is it because you've lost someone who is close to you? Is it because you can't see someone who is far away and won't make it home for Christmas? Is it other family that has you disturbed? What's troubling you? The list goes on. In our Old Testament lesson today, King Ahaz of Judah was troubled. The king of northern Israel and the king of Aram had banded together, and they were building armies to attack Judah. And on the southern end of Judah, the Edomites were starting to chew away at his borders. King Ahaz was afraid. He was afraid, and he was in need of a savior. And God does intervene. God comes to Ahaz through Isaiah and says, "Think big. Ask for anything. Anything as high as heaven or as low as Sheol. Go, gather your armies and go attack, because God will be with you. God will vanquish your foes." But Ahaz was afraid. He didn't trust God. Instead, he thought, "I'll build my own army. I'll make a deal with the Assyrians. They have the strongest army in the region. And Ahaz made a mistake thinking that the Assyrian army was stronger than God. He made the deal with the Assyrians, but it didn't work out so well. The Assyrians did come and attack, and they did take out the Arameans. And then they destroyed the northern kingdom of Israel. And later on, they came in and they actually destroyed the kingdom of Judah itself. They ransacked Jerusalem and tore apart the temple. Then they carted off all the people as captives and as slaves. The people were in need of a savior. And for centuries, they waited for that savior to come. In our gospel lesson this morning too, Joseph had troubles. What to do? He was in a quandary. He wasn't sure what to do, and it had his stomach turned up in knots. He was engaged to be married, or actually betrothed, which in that day and time was a legally binding contract. And the only way to get out of that contract was by divorce. And a divorce is something that he did need. His fiancée, Mary, was pregnant, and he was not the father. How could he start a marriage with a woman who is unfaithful to him? What kind of marriage would it be if it started with a lie? And on top of that, then, if he did go ahead and marry her, he would be the laughingstock from his neighbors, and his society standing would be cut off. He may even lose business because of that. So what was he supposed to do? Divorce her? But it wasn't that easy, because there were consequences to public divorce. If he would publicly divorce her, the worst case scenario, the worst case possible for Mary, the sentence would be stoning to death, because she is a woman with a child out of wedlock. The best case scenario would simply be that she would become an outcast in society that nobody would want. Joseph didn't want to hurt Mary. And I'm sure that Joseph loved her, that Joseph wanted to spend the rest of his life with her. The Bible also tells us that he was a righteous man. So he wanted to do the right thing. He wanted to do the right thing. And the only thing that he himself could come up with is to divorce her quietly. Joseph needed help. Joseph needed a savior. God did intervene. He sends an angel to Joseph in a dream, and that angel tells him, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because that child is the Savior of the world. And you shall name him Jesus, which means to save. Joseph was faithful to God. He followed that intervention of God. He accepted that intervention of God. And Christ's child was born. King Ahaz refused to accept. And it all was destroyed. We too are in need of a Savior. We need of that intervention from God. Advent is the time for looking at our troubles. To look at the troubles in this world. To look at our own personal troubles, and also to look at our role within the midst of those troubles. Because many of these troubles we have caused ourselves. Some of the troubles that we have been caused by other people, and some troubles we can't name what caused them. They just seem to happen. Some troubles seem to be trivial. Other troubles are life-changing or even life-threatening. Advent's the time to look at our troubles and our role in those troubles. And as we look at those troubles, we realize we can't fix this. We can't make this better. We can't take things into our own hands like King Ahaz did. We are in need of a Savior. And so during this time of Advent, we are making preparations for that Savior to come. You know, I think that phrase, it's as slow as Christmas. I think that was by people who celebrated Advent. We just wait. We wait patiently like the people of the Old Testament did. Sometimes we wait impatiently for that coming of the Savior. Now is not the time to celebrate, but when the Savior does come, that is the time to celebrate. That certainly is something to celebrate, that our Savior has come into this world. And so during Advent, we wait. We wait patiently. And at Christmas, we celebrate that birth of a Savior. If we don't wait during Advent, if we don't take that time to contemplate our troubles, Christmas just becomes another holiday, another excuse to take off of work, maybe to go see family and friends, maybe to spend too much money, or to eat too much, or maybe even to drink too much. Christmas is just another holiday then. But as we wait patiently, as we contemplate our troubles, Advent helps to bring that meaning to Christmas, of Christmas to us, that a Savior is born, who is called Emmanuel, God with us. And we also remember that promise that comes from God, the promise that He calls us to have faith in, that the Messiah will return to us. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.